Now, Richard, we've got this question for you from Paul, who says, with all of the talk of problems associated with the dangers of health of long-term microgravity, in other words, being out there in space and not with your feet firmly anchored on the ground, why is no one talking about using centrifugal force to solve it like they did in 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Yes, so we know that space is bad for you. Space, being in space, being in microgravity, it causes loss of muscle, loss of bone. I mean, really quickly. You only have to be there a matter of hours before these things start
really?
Happening. Yeah, very, very quickly. Problems with the nervous system, problem with the immune system. And we are adapted to gravity. That's how we evolved. We live around gravity.
And so those nervous system problems and immune problems, are they down to a lack of exposure to gravity?
They are still being investigated, but it would seem certain. I mean, there are other things going on in the space environment when you haven't got gravity. You've got, for example, with the immune system, because you're not gravity, bugs, bacteria, viruses won't sink. So they're around you all the time. So there could be things like that. And we haven't got that many astronauts to study at any one time. So you've not got a great group of people to look at.
They have gone on to live a fairly long time, though, these astronauts, haven't they?
Yeah, they do pretty well. And we've just had a year-long mission. But the problem is going to be not so much, you know, a year is fine. A trip to Mars is going to be at least 9 months out. Then you're actually on Mars, and then you've got to come back 9 months. I mean, first of all, going out, you don't want, so, you know, the giant leap for mankind, you don't want to come down the bottom of the ladder, fall off, and break your leg or something, which could happen if you're not adapted. So at the moment in space, they have various weight machines, resistance machines, shouldn't say weight machines, resistance machines, treadmills. From Tim Peake, when he was in space, he ran the London Marathon on the treadmill. So there are adaptations, but artificial gravity, that's the thing we actually would love. And you look at those fantastic images, 2001, Space Odyssey, where you've got this big rotating spacecraft, the amazing images from the 60s and 70s of these massive space stations that rotate. And they're just really big. They're really difficult to make, but people are looking at those sorts of options. It would work, absolutely. You could get it to spin. You create, it's not artificial gravity, it's centripetal force. So I think 2001, that's a great example. Can everyone remember the 2001 Space Odyssey? The opening, even if you didn't enjoy, even if you didn't look at the whole film, it's a brilliant opening where he's doing this running. He's basically running around the inside of the spacecraft. The Martian. The Matt Damon film recently. Again, it had an artificial gravity with this spacecraft spinning.
Well, what does it feel like, Richard, when you're in? Do you feel like you're actually experiencing gravity, or do you just feel like you're on that fairground ride that sort of does the same thing?
Trouble is, no one knows because we haven't done it yet. It should feel like real gravity. And they are actually doing some experiments on a much smaller scale. For example, the German Space Agency actually has a mini centrifuge that they're looking at putting in the space station.
Didn't you put your wife on that?
No, I put her on a much bigger centrifuge, actually. She was really good at it. I was rubbish. I was absolutely rubbish. I really squealed. So it is something that the Space Agency is seriously looking at. They've got to do something. So a large spinning spacecraft would be the answer. The problem is launching a large spinning spacecraft. I mean, it's taken, since 1998 to build the International Space Station? You need something a lot bigger. So it's a huge undertaking.
So right now you just have to keep up with the exercise in space and hope for the best. Thanks, Richard.